Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks are advancing. The Dow now trading higher. It is up 8 points at 18,480, spending much of the day in the red. The S&P 500 index up 6 points now, 2172, up 0.3%. NASDAQ up 19 to 5159, a gain there of 0.4%. S&P 500 index close to a record. The record there, 2175. Right now, we have got the 10-year down 2/32 at yield 1.50%. Gold up $6 the ounce to 1332, a gain there of 0.5%. West Texas intermediate crude down 2%. 41.11 a barrel right now on WTI. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. It's time now for the ETF report. It's brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit sectorspdrs.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. Let's go to Catherine Cowdery for the Exchange-Traded Funds report.
A milestone is on its way. That's the word from Todd Rosenbluth, Director of ETF Research at S&P Global Market Intelligence.
In the middle of September, the S&P 500 is going to have a new sector. Real estate, which is currently part of financials, is being carved out.
The real estate industry will become the S&P's 11th sector. Rosenbluth said there's going to be a massive trade when that happens, involving some ETFs, including the Real Estate Select Sector Spider Fund, ticker XLRE.
It has little money in it right now, $20 million in underlying assets. And because of a dividend payout from the financial sector spider, XLF, it's going to relatively overnight in September get $3 billion flowing in.
Rosenbluth says that soon-to-be 11th sector is a good place to invest when interest rates are low. The reason? Rosenbluth cites the stable and growing income streams from real estate investment trusts. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
Alphabet, owner of Google, reports after the bell. Facebook reported yesterday, boy, they had quite a quarter. We want to talk tech, we want to talk the stock market, and we want to talk music now with Roger McNamee, co-founder of Elevation Partners out in Menlo Park, California. In fact, he was one of the very early investors in Facebook years ago. He's also on the road again, as he is every summer, with the Doobie Decibel System. It's a band that is part of his larger band, Moon Alice, and he's taking some time out in Buffalo, where he's performing tonight, to talk to us about the market. Roger, welcome.
It's a pleasure, Kathleen. I'm actually in Saratoga Springs.
Okay, up north,
though. In Buffalo the other night. We're just moving our way east right now, but it's a beautiful day here, and it's lovely to be chatting with you.
It's lovely to chat with you, too. We're going to talk for a minute about your show in Brooklyn tomorrow night, if we have a minute, but I want to dive right into Google / Alphabet. You like this business model. You've always liked Google, and this whole structure now with Alphabet, you said, works very well.
I think it's really important as an investor that Google has made the conscious effort to break out its business into the mature traditional search businesses and then all the new ventures. And, you know, to me, the perfect outcome will come when they have a tracking stock for the new business that is separate from the more mature ones. But the fact that they have chosen to break it out for reporting purposes is really helpful to investors. And I think it's brought a discipline inside Google that has helped everyone. And so I'm super impressed by what the management team at Google has been doing. And, you know, I don't have any more visibility to the numbers than anybody else, but I do know that the trends that have been benefiting Facebook also benefit Google to a slightly lesser degree, but nonetheless the one that will be dramatically, I think, better than what we're seeing in terms of earnings for the market as a whole.
Are you super impressed with the results from Apple and the performance of Tim Cook?
Well, I am. And, you know, I think the last time we spoke, I was sharing with you my view that the product cycle around smartphones and the iPhone in particular was, without exaggeration, the mother of all technology product cycles. There's never been anything like that. And Apple's announcement has now shipped 1 billion iPhones in the last, whatever it is, 7 years, 8 years, is just truly amazing. And I look at the situation now and go, we're going to have quarters like this every once in a while where you get a really nice upside surprise. And the stock had been trading as though it was never going to have another up quarter. And so people were totally stunned. And, you know, Apple's a great company. And I think Tim Cook has played the hand very, very well. I wish they were better at the software. I think almost all the software Apple makes is less good today than it was a few years ago. And I'm hopeful that at some point they will be able to do something about that. But I think as a value stock, Apple simply cannot be beat. I can't think of a scenario where the S&P 500 moves up where Apple doesn't do better. And I can't imagine a scenario where the S&P gets hurt where Apple at least does where Apple fails to provide at least relative performance.
So I think you're kind of leading us now into a big picture question. We can dig some more into the details of these tech companies in a minute, Roger. But you told me earlier today, we were talking on the phone ahead of this interview, that the tech companies are running against the tide. You have a larger concern about the S&P 500.
I look out at the broad global economy, and the thing that is incredibly clear is that China, the blip, the downward that we saw in China last year appears to actually be more significant than it initially looked to me. And that we can't view China as the engine of global growth on a consistent basis the way we could for the past decade. It's also clear that Europe will remain punk and the Brexit, at least creates uncertainty that's not good for earnings from Europe. So while the U.S. economy is actually in pretty decent shape, it's not great. It's not barn burner or anything, but it looks good relative to the rest of the world. Unfortunately, most of the S&P 500 is getting 50% or more of its earnings outside the U.S., so the slowdown elsewhere is going to be a drag. I think we also, because of the very small uptick in interest rates and a few other factors, we're going to make it harder for companies to buy stock back. So I think a lot of the things that have been driving the S&P 500 look less good today than they did, which is not to say we're going to have a bear market, because I don't see that either. But I think it's going to be slow going on the earnings for most of the S&P 500. And in that context, the leaders of the tech market look fantastic. You know, Facebook's numbers, those are great growth numbers in any market environment, particularly for a company of that scale. And, you know, with that market liquidity, it's obviously, for growth investors, a must-have security. And Google is not growing anything like that fast, but it's growing a lot faster than the S&P 500, and it's priced very attractively compared to the S&P. And Apple, which sells for a big, big discount, the S&P 500, isn't growing much, but at least it's growing, and it's so cheap that, you know, those three stocks really offer growth investors, I think, an opportunity. I think there are other things in tech, like Amazon, where the growth numbers are going to be much better than the market as a whole. And so in that context, I think tech is an oasis in an otherwise, you know, boring market environment.
We're speaking with Roger McNamee. He is the co-founder of Elevation Partners. They're based in Menlo Park, California. Roger, speaking of broad trends, Oracle paying $9.3 billion for NetSuite to expand their cloud computing business. I wonder if you could talk about cloud computing, but in the context, perhaps, of your own investment in a company called Up There.
You bet. So what I would tell you is that cloud computing is now deeply entrenched in the economy. When we think about what's happened in smartphones, we had this massive adoption phase, and now we're about to begin the adaptation phase where the economy adjusts to the fact that every consumer has got a smartphone. Now, in order for all these things to work, you have to have some way to manage the information that people are accessing on the smartphones, and putting all the information on servers in the cloud, which is to say making them accessible from anywhere as opposed to having them sit next to your computer, that notion has been building for the last decade. And we saw with Salesforce and a few other companies like NetSuite, early leaders. With Amazon's web services business, we now see the mature version of it. And for NetSuite and for Salesforce, their original architectures were a big leap forward from Oracle, the things that came before. But they are not actually the most cost-effective systems for cloud computing that are out there. So it's a very smart sale by NetSuite. And from Oracle's point of view, all they want to do is consolidate the things customers own. So it may actually be a pretty good deal both ways. The one observation, with up there, we've got a company, a really extraordinary team out of Apple, building next-generation cloud services. And the whole principle here is that we all have data that we need to have access to. And we're spending less and less time at a desktop with a computer and more time accessing things off of smartphones and tablets. You really want your information in the cloud where you can find it. And maybe you have Dropbox. Maybe you want to use products like UpThere to do that. What we can say without fear of correction is that enterprises are making that move aggressively. It's such a cost savings for corporations that this will be a strategy that investors need to understand.
We've got to leave it there. Roger McNamee, co-founder, Elevation Partners, his band, the Doobie Decibel System, at the Brooklyn Bowl tomorrow night. We take you through to the close. This is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.